You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 6, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Joining me on today's show is Dominique Hart. Dominique is a visual branding strategist, dynamic speaker, and the creator of her signature formula for entrepreneurs called the Dynamic Method. With an international background in advertising and marketing, she is no stranger to taking businesses and brands and making them dynamic. Based in New York and serving internationally, she's the founder and CEO of Dynamic Endeavors LLC. Dynamic in all her ways, and you're about to find out, her ability to merge concept and design has allowed her to collaborate with a wide range of clients and sectors, including advertising firms like Uniworld Group Inc., major nonprofits organizations and community-based organizations like New York Coalition of 100 Black Women, Fortune 500 companies like L'Oreal, NYC headquarters, and international consumer intelligence agencies like 5x50 in Tokyo, Japan. Wow, what an incredible background. Now on today's show, Dominique's going to share, it's our duty as a visionary to see that the vision is complete, produced and ever evolving. She's also going to talk about there's no need for the emphasis or exaggeration when your success and talent is the truth, as well as why we must release the need for perfection while still putting out our best. So welcome to the show, Dominique.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on, Anne-Marie.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome. And you know, before we dive in and have you share your brilliance, I mean, we've connected before on another podcast as well. And so being able to reconnect with you and having you share your wisdom and insights, particularly on this podcast, was truly a blessing for me. So thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
You're so, so welcome. I'm so glad.
One of the things that I'm getting all of the guests to share, and I'd love you to as well, is just to give us a bit of a snapshot, if you will, of your progression. I mean, have you always loved the, you know, the brand and the advertising and the marketing, the concept and design? Or has that been something that God has led you down slowly with different aspects and obviously situations in your career? How did that show up for you in your life?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so interesting in terms of me and where I found myself in this whole creative endeavors world. Mm-hmm. I do think that that was a blessed talent that I've always had. I've always had an eye for creativity. I've always had an eye for aesthetics and yes, what looks good and what doesn't look good, or even storytelling through images. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that I had that talent, that led me down the road of making sure that whatever I did, however I did it, yes, it always played back to my talent at the end of the day, because I knew where I played best. Mm-hmm. And so no matter what field that I would do research in, I always made sure that there was a creative element to it. Mm-hmm. Because I do know myself and I don't like to be limited creatively. Yes. And so that has been a huge, huge aspect of my success thus far. And then on the God end of things, I know for a fact that He has also blessed me in business. Mm. And so the mix of both worlds, the talent that He's given me and also the talent for business, mixing the two, it was just inevitable that I become my own business owner in this right.
Yeah, fantastic. And what an incredible, opportunity and role model for those of us, or for those that are listening, that perhaps haven't really had that self-awareness, because life leads signs, God leaves signs, and when we start to observe and we pray and we sit still, that then can be so evident to us. And from my background and careers, one of the things that I constantly had people question me, which is why I asked that question at the beginning, is what will make me fulfilled? What are my gifts? What are my talents? When we start to recognize that, it actually becomes very evident, and the evidence is there in front of us. So thank you for sharing that. Let's talk about what you've said. You know, it's our duty as visionaries for our business and our life, in fact, to see that our vision is complete, it's produced and ever evolving. And you've said that God gives us a vision. Now it's up to us to see it through. Share a little bit more about why you think that's so important.
Yeah, I think it's very, very important, because here's the thing, right? Just cutting to the chase on it a little bit is when you are a visionary, right? Especially when you know that you're meant to create something big on this planet and on this earth, it is your duty to make sure that it comes to pass, because of the fact that there are people on the other side of what you are creating who are waiting to hear what you have to say in your own way at the right time that they're willing to hear it, right? And so with that, what we often don't realize is when God blesses us with a talent, it's not just for us. Right? And we, as visionaries and creators, we get so wrapped up in our own minds that we don't realize that it was given to us to be shared and to influence this earth and to make it greater and better and for all of us to live it, right? And so if we had just taken the time to realize, you know what, that vision of, that I've had of myself owning my own business or creating that new school or something of that nature, it's a big task, but you know what? I'm built to make it happen. I am built for this. And once you understand that, like, you know, God never gives us anything that we can't handle, right? And so if he gives us the vision, then he's also given us the strength to make sure that it's able to be seen by the world and able to be experienced by the world. And so that's why I always say that, you know, it's our duty as creators, as visionaries, to make sure that our vision comes to pass. It's important. And you have to be willing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And all those things, I think, are so important for us to keep reminding ourselves that he does not expect of us anything that we can't handle. And also reminding ourselves that sometimes we're not here to be comfortable. We are stretched sometimes, and there's sometimes instances where we don't have the answers, but we don't need to have the answers, because he has the answers. And often, and this is a conversation that I've had with a number of guests on the show, and I'd love you to contribute too on your thoughts, is that sometimes God does not want us to feel in complete control, because then we feel that, oh, it's my doing and my skills and my talent. Whereas we realize when we take a step and go, God, it's in your hands, then we realize he is moving mountains for us. He is making our path straight, and all has come to pass because of what he is destined and what he's supporting. So it's not all on us, but we can give him the glory and honor as well. Yes?
Yes, I absolutely agree. Because one thing that I know for a fact is God is a strategic God, right? He is such a strategic God. And with that much strategy in his arsenal, he knows how to make that vision that he gave you great, right? You know, we know how to make it happen, right? We know how to get it started, right? Or we can even, you know, do the research to get it started, but he knows how to make that vision great. And if you desire, which we also have, right? We desire to be great. We want this to be amazing. We want to be known for generations and generations on end. The only person who can really make that happen is him. And so as we're creators, as we're visionaries in this walk, especially in business, I always tell people, business is a faith walk at the end of the day, right? Business is absolutely, without a doubt, a faith walk, a faith walk, faith walk. Yes, it's a faith one. I'm just kidding. But it is definitely a faith walk at the end of the day. And once you realize that, then you know that everything that you're doing, or everyone who you even come in contact with, even those who you are impacted by what you do, it is all a faith walk, because it's all strategically set up by him. And so who are you to think you could do it on your own when you're not the one who gave you that vision in the first place, right? So go back to the teacher, go back to the one who taught it to you, go back to the one who inspired you, so that you know what to do next and how to move forward and create that impact.
Love that. Love that. One of the things that I often will hear people say, and it's a saying that really grinds me, because being a brand communication strategist, I know that, as you've just beautifully said too, we've been given gifts and talents unique to us. But that saying, fake it till you make it. And why do we need to fake anything? One of the things that you have said, which is so true as well, that there's no need for us to overemphasize or exaggerate when your yes. success and your talent is the truth. Let's speak some life and truth into this, because I think this is so powerful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. So here's the thing, right? As entrepreneurs, we often come against, you know, people who, they do believe in themselves. I won't say that. Mm. I won't say that they don't, but they feel the need to overcompensate for what they have, mm-hmm. right? And oftentimes you, as a dynamic creator, as a visionary, right, as a creator in this earth, you often feel compelled to do the same, mm. right? And here is the thing with that. The ones who always truly make an impact in their communities or even online, you know, the people who you really truly look up to and connect with, mm-hmm. they are always authentically themselves. Mm. And they don't overcompensate for it. They don't feel the need to do any pomp and circumstance. They make sure that, you know what? All I have is me, right? All I have is me. And the only way in which I'm going to truly impact another is just by truly being myself. I have no one else. This is it. Mm-hmm. It's the only package I have, right? And so as you are interacting with people, and sometimes, you know, you may feel the need to overcompensate, just understand that leaving the perception in the other hands of people is all you need to do, mm. right? Because they're going to perceive what they're going to perceive no matter what,
yeah.
right? No matter if you give on a show or no matter if you're yourself, they're always going to draw their own conclusions. Mm-hmm. But the one who always stands out in the crowd is always one who is truly and authentically themselves. And if you are so great, right? If you are so great, then you'll let your talent and your work speak for itself, because that's where the true impact happens, right? Yeah. Notice mm-hmm. that when people pass away over time, how we still remember them to this day, right? At the time that we're recording this, today is Dr. Martin Luther King Day here in the United States.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it is huge. And, you know, although people get the day off of work, we still remember him mm. on this day, because he authentically was himself in his day and time. Mm-hmm. And as a result of his talent that was God-given and God-inspired, mm-hmm. he let his talent, and it is his work that we remember to this day. You know that saying that, you know, it's not what you say that people remember, but it's how you make them feel,
yes.
right? That is exactly where that comes from, right? Mm. It's what it's your talent that people always remember about you. And if you just let that speak for itself, right? And all you have to worry about is being completely in that moment. That is when you will truly see how much of an impact you'll make.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's such a great reminder that the inner critic, because let's speak a little bit about this too, because sometimes with many women, and men can associate with this too, but I think women, we really can relate to this, as the inner critic. Who am I to think that I can even share yes. anything of value? But one of the things that you've said is it's a God-given talent. So really, if we're doubting this talent, we're actually doubting God, because he gave that to us. So let's speak a little bit about, you know, stretching out of our comfort zone, particularly yes. Building that confidence. And I mean, through prayer, absolutely, we can mm-hmm. take that to the Lord. But let's talk a little bit about that inner critic that can often have us playing small, not speaking out, not sharing our message, because we don't feel that we are good enough to do so.
Yeah. You know, I come across a lot of entrepreneurs who, especially women entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. who are not confident in that space, right? And that is the beautiful thing about God, right? He never ceases to remind us how great we are in his eyes, mm-hmm. right? And if we just did the same and focused on the same greatness that he's placed in us and the same strengths that we have, you'd be surprised how much your confidence elevates. You'd be surprised how much your work begins to transcend into multiple markets, because of the fact that you constantly remind yourself of who you are, the way that God seeks to do that in our lives, mm-hmm. through people we meet, through, you know, different contacts that we've had, even feedback, great feedback that we've gotten. You know, if you just take the time to say, what is it about me that I love? And then even do a census, you know, asking other people, right? What is it that you love about me, right? What is it about me that you think is special about me? Yes. I think that's really something important to ask, especially those who are in your space and in your circle every day, mm-hmm. right? We're so, like I said, once again, right? And it's natural. It's nothing to beat yourself up about. But sometimes we can get so much into our own minds that we don't realize sometimes what is that thing that impacts someone, right? What is that thing that keeps people coming back around us and wanting more and more and more? And if we just sat in that space of what that actually is and let that pour into our work, I believe that there wouldn't be a question, right? And there absolutely. Wouldn't be a confidence issue, because you're so centered around, God, you made me to be this dynamic human being. You made me to be this dynamic creator. And I love that and bask in that. And you'd be surprised how much that would exude. I think that would help a lot of entrepreneurs. And absolutely. The biggest thing, like you said, Anne-Marie, is prayer. Right? Prayer is going to help you to do that. Prayer is going to help you to connect to God, to ask him, you know, what is it about me, Lord? Tell me, Lord, help me, Lord, to see that about me. Right. And then it's huge in terms of confidence.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that you said, and I just want to emphasize that with everyone today, because often we are thinking about how do I stand out? How can I really shine and show the difference, the uniqueness about me? And because of that God-given talent and just expression of who you are and how you show up, and absolutely it's how you make people feel, what is the experience that you create? Once you recognize that, there is no need to put on a mask. There's no need to, you know, kind of switch on because now I'm going to be me kind of thing. It's natural. And when we give ourselves permission to show up, create that experience, no one else can emulate, can copy, because you are uniquely you, and you're giving yourself permission to show up and create an experience that God intended you to do as you are relating and supporting people, your clients. And I think there's no better lesson for us to recognize that and really step truly into that. Yes.
Yes, Anne-Marie, and I love to give, if I may, an example, just so that people can understand the difference. And this is for all of my ladies and women out there, some of the great men out there who know how to shop for their ladies, right? This is an awesome example that I often give, and it's even in my upcoming ebook that I've written about this example. So with that, talking about, you know, confidently being yourself and authentically being yourself, right? There are two amazing, amazing stores. Ladies, if you love makeup, you know what I'm going to talk about. Okay. So I'm not sure if where you are, Anne-Marie, there are two great stores here. One is, of course, MAC. Mm-hmm. And two is, of course, Sephora.
Yes.
Okay. Now, ladies, you guys know what I'm talking about, especially if those who are fashionistas and bloggistas and, you know, makeup gurus out there, you absolutely know what I mean. But notice MAC, the store colors of MAC, right? Their core colors are black and white. Mm-hmm. Yes. Also in Sephora, they are also black and white in terms of how they choose to express their talent and who they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so even, and I say that example because as I am a visual brand strategist, I have constant clients who come to me and they say, you know, Dominique, I really do gravitate towards this color. And sometimes I agree. And when I do, they often say, you know, but this so-and-so person has done that,
yes,
you know, or they'll say, you know, so-and-so person already did that. I don't want to copy them or, you know, I don't want it to seem like I'm mocking them, but I really do gravitate toward this color for my message. And I give them this example all the time. MAC uses black and white. Sephora came on the market after MAC did. Mm-hmm. Now, given the success that Sephora has had, right? Had they said in the boardroom or the creator of Sephora, had they said, you know what? MAC is one of our biggest competitors, so we're not going to use black and white. Mm. That would have changed their message, right? To not only their industry, but to the shoppers and customers that love them, right? To this day, right? And so noticed that, yes, both stores use black and white, but they use it in different ways to showcase who they are as an individual. Mm. Huge, right? Like, right? We're not talking about fancy colors here. We're talking about black
and white.
Just black and white here, right? And so if you feel like, you know, I can't truly do this, I can't truly be an accountant because someone else is doing accounting. Hmm. Always remember that, yes, someone else may be an accountant in your space, in your field, or in your niche, but they are not you, right? Exactly. Yeah, they're not you. So express that in your own right and don't be afraid to do so, because no one does you like you, right, Anne-Marie? Yeah, you exactly. mentioned that before and it's so true.
Oh, yes. Yes. Amen. That just needs an amen. It is so true. How many people have stopped themselves from an idea? Oh, because there's so many people. Yes, but maybe you were destined to work with a specific niche of people who are waiting for your message. And that example just brings that home beautifully. Let's talk about something else that I think many of us, men and women, can relate to, and that is perfection. And you say, and I love this, release the need for perfection while still putting out our best. Help us with this, because I think we all relate to this.
Oh, the good old P word, right? It's just perfect. I must say, before I say anything else, I am a recovering perfectionist.
Yes, myself. Yes, you do. Okay.
She's like, hey, see, it's all right, guys. We can admit it, right? Yeah. Especially in the world of advertising. And I say this to give some context here, because I had my own revelation about perfection and I share it all the time. And I'm going to share it here. As I went throughout college, you know, high stress environment, especially in the world of advertising, image matters in advertising, right? Our work matters in advertising. Details matter in advertising. If something is off, that can mean your job, right? That's huge in our field, right? And so as I went from stage to stage throughout my career, throughout my background, that always mattered. And it's kind of leading you towards being a perfectionist, right? Yeah. And so you're worried about every detail. You're wondering, does this sound right? What will other people think? How will they take it? I hope they knew that I'm coming from a good place, or I hope they got the message that I was trying to get across. It can cause you to be a perfectionist. So I said, there has to be a way to overcome this, right? How are all these other people who are so great in my industry, how are they making it when they themselves are flawed? I know that they had to mess up at some point in a given time, right? How do I get over this? And one day I was saying with myself and I said, you know, where does perfection come from anyway, right? Sometimes you have to dissect the thing and sometimes you have to ask yourself why, yes. right? I always say that why is such a powerful question and ever you want to get down when it comes to wisdom, right? I feel like wisdom is always connected to the question why. And there was one day I was either studying or I was somewhere on campus and I sat and I said, why do people strive for perfection so much? And the same question arose in my business with clients that come to me, right? Mm-hmm. Why do they stress themselves about perfection when they themselves know that they are not perfect, right? And so it dawned on me one day, and I really honestly believe that that was the Holy Spirit talking to me and letting me know, you are cut from a heavenly cloth. Mm-hmm. That cloth is God, right? God is perfect in all of his ways. Perfect in all of his ways. There is no flaw in him, right? We all know that, right? And so I said to myself, wow, that is so, so true. So now I took that and I said, you know what? That's a heavenly trait. That's a godly trait. Mm-hmm. Because if God is our father and we are his children, then that means that I have many traits of God. Mm-hmm. I have all traits of God. And if in his word, he says that he is in me, then that means without a shadow of a doubt, my want for perfection comes from that. Mm-hmm. See how, and I was just like, whoa, how powerful is that? So now that I understand why there's, you know, we strive for perfection in the way that we do, mm-hmm. now I can take it upon myself to now recognize that and also realize that I can give myself grace mm-hmm. as well because of my imperfection, that I can give myself grace to know that I strive for perfection because God is my Father, mm-hmm. but because of the fact that I, in the flesh, am not perfect, I can give myself grace the way my Father gives me grace. Mm. That helped me in a huge way. And the other way how it really meshed that together for me is because also mentors in my space, successful stories in my industry, and you can even look in your own industry, they themselves have fallen. They themselves were not perfect in a given situation or a given instance. And so when we realize that and say, you know what, they were not perfect and they still were able to become the success story that they are, then I myself can also give myself that grace as well. Mm-hmm. So huge. The other part of that it was on later on down the line in my entrepreneur journey, right? When I started my company and started to work with so many different clients around the world, that it dawned on me again, there are second editions, right? Mm-hmm. There is part 2.0, and even with Apple products, right? Yeah. We all have iPhones, right? I wouldn't say all because I still have an Android. I haven't let go of my Android yet. I can't do it. I can't do it, right? And so I haven't let go of that yet, but I have a MacBook for all of my creative work. I have my iPad because it's so simple to use, right? But nonetheless, how many versions mm-hmm. of the very tools and systems that we use, how many versions have come through the pipeline? Yes. And we buy, yes, right? We buy it every time, right? Mm-hmm. There's a new version coming out. You want the newest one, right? There's a new version of the MacBook out right now. I want it, right? I got to have it, right? There's a new feature. There's a new this, right? And the biggest revelation out of all of that is the first version compared to the current version, there has been many of them mm-hmm. in between. And so that's part of the grace that I was talking about, right? Not feeling like I have to get it perfect every single time. Yeah. I have to get it perfect in this first shot. It's do or die, nothing. I have to leave it all on the table and then that's it, right? You don't have to do that, right? Give your all and give your best. That is all that is required of you. Mm-hmm. And if later on down the line, as God continues to inspire you and show you to and share various experiences with you that edifies you and grows you, now you have more content or context mm-hmm. to add to what you've done to create the next best version of the initial phase.
Yeah,
yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's brilliant. And I think it, you know, that also reminds us that, and you know, when you say the second version 2.0 and so forth, once we start to get information out there and content and our clients mm-hmm. are using that, they're giving us feedback. And when we really listen and observe, which is really important as entrepreneurs, they'll also share with us how it's helped them. And then often they'll say, oh, I would love this and this. And if we keep our eyes and ears open, that gives us great information on when we do develop, you know, 2.0 and different programs, just what they need to support them in taking that next step. So, and absolutely. How often are we our own inner critic, that we set our bar so high and our expectations so high that there's no way we could ever meet that? And I've had a number of colleagues that have for years been saying, when I do this and when I get to this and when I study that, then I will launch my business. But you know yes. what? Launch it and continue. You know, what we have been given and your experience can often really be at that time helpful for someone else. And it's just, as you said, having that courage and recognition that we are okay, get it out there, and 2.0 or 1.1 or whatever it is can be where you where you really develop it and take that to the next level.
Absolutely. You know, those those version 5.97s, you know, it's just, you know, give yourself the grace. It is so important. And, you know, every time I share that with people, it's like, and I always ask them, and even for everyone listening or watching, hello, you know, even for as you are in this moment with us right now, just take a survey. Like, don't you feel the weight kind of take, just kind of roll off your shoulders a little bit, right? You just feel, just take a deep breath to say, oh, you mean I don't have to, like, this doesn't have to be the most perfect thing ever this first time around? No, the only thing, give yourself grace, right? Give yourself grace to create again, to be better again, to do more again. It's not you do this one thing and that's it, your chance and your exposure is over. No, that is not it. Not as a dynamic creator. Are you kidding? Exactly. Right? We get it every day. You know, that's another example I want to give, is every day we get another chance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every day we get another chance. And so if God gives us the grace to see another day, we can give ourselves the grace to create again, mm-hmm. to create the next best version of what we're doing again, right? To create that next best business again. You can do away with an old business and start again. It will not hurt you, mm-hmm. right? You can create a second edition of your first amazing book again, right? And you can, whatever you messed up on the first time, maybe you'll do it better the second time. Yes. Right? Maybe the information you missed on putting it in the first book, you can put it in the second book and people will buy it. You know, one of my favorite books is The Profit First Method, if you've ever heard of it.
No.
Yes. So Profit First is a whole accounting, is a complete accounting system for mm-hmm. entrepreneurs that helps us to profit in our businesses, to finally profit the way that we were meant to in our business. It's yeah. a whole framework. I believe the author's name is Mike Michalowicz, mm-hmm. right? Amazing, amazing guy. So funny, so entertaining. Absolutely adore him. And with that, I got the first book, absolutely loved it, and I implement it in my business today. Mm-hmm. That helps me profit in my business and be mindful of profit in my business. Now, he then later on, years down the line, after giving his all in his first book, he, you know, marketed it out to the markets in the best way he knew how, and it became a great success. Mm. Do you know that one day I go on Amazon and I go on his podcast and he's talking about the revamped version of the book? And I said, what? But I already have the first one. But guess what, Anne-Marie? I want the second book.
Yes. What do I need to know now?
Yes, we all got to go now, right? Shameless plug for Mike. Yes. Mm. And so, you know, with that, I say that to say, just because you've created the first version of a thing doesn't mean that people will not want the second version, right? Going back to Apple as well, with each and every version that they've created of their products, people always come back wanting more. Why? Because they gave their best each and every time. So people are saying, if he or she put that much work into the first one, I have to get my hands on the second. Mm-hmm. I have to get my hands on the third and the fifth and the ninth. Oh, they're coming out with another product. I have to have it. Why? Because you gave your best at every shot that you possibly could.
Yeah.
You gave your best. And I think that's huge for us as entrepreneurs and dynamic creators, especially as Christian entrepreneurs, absolutely, to realize that we can give ourselves that grace.
We do. Give yourself that grace. Dominic, yes. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. I know we've all, and myself included, have taken away inspiration to empower us really to get out there, deliver our best stuff, and not be afraid that we can release and take it and do a second and a third if we need to. How can people find out more about you and the services that you offer?
Yes. So if people would love to have me come and speak at their event or their conference or even do an intimate training with their team, you can absolutely reach out to me at DominiqueHart.com. And that's DominiqueHart.com. www.thecreativeprofessional.com, and you can certainly reach me there. If you would like to learn more about the services from my company, Dynamic Endeavors, you can absolutely do so by going over to dynamicendeavors.com, and that's dynamic spelled with a K, so that's D-Y-N-A-M-I-K endeavors.com. And you can certainly learn more about our company there. And if you're looking to revamp your company, revamp your brand identity, to truly have your brand identity speak for you in a dynamic way, mm-hmm. then you can absolutely do so by going to our website. And if I may, can I love gifts?
Sure.
I love. Yes. Can I? Yeah. May I?
Absolutely. Gift away.
Oh, gift away. Yay. So if you guys want to further stay in contact with me and even learn more about my dynamic method, you can surely do so by going over to DominiqueHart.com. So once again, I'll say that again, DominiqueHart.com/MP3. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's MP3 for TCE. So that's specifically for you guys. I hope that you wonderful. Guys enjoy it. Amory, hopefully we can get them some notes, get them some links. And one more time, I'll say that just for you again. It's DominiqueHart.com/MP3 for TCE, specifically for you guys. Yeah, I hope that you fantastic. Enjoy it.
And we will certainly put all of those links on our show notes for you, Dominique. And to access those show notes, if you're listening to the podcast, audio podcast, AmbitiousEntrepreneurNetwork.com/TCE06, AmbitiousEntrepreneurNetwork.com/TCE06. And all of the links that Dominique has just shared will be there. So all you need to do is click through on that. Thank you so much again for coming on the show. It's been an absolute treat.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne-Marie. Congratulations on a new and successful podcast. I cannot wait for everyone to just truly just become a part of the Christian entrepreneur community and truly just bask in all of the advice that's being shared. You know, mm-hmm. these are lessons that we've learned and had to go through the hard way. And yes. and so if we can any way, shape, or form, bypass all of that for you, that is our service. That is our duty to you. And absolutely let me know how you guys enjoy the training. It's a special 1-hour training from me, just mm-hmm. all on how to bypass, you know, that pretty website syndrome. And so yes. I really hope that it's really helpful for your audience. And I'd love to hear any aha moments that come from that. So thank I'm you sure so much for will. Having me. Oh,
my pleasure. And thank you so much for that generous offer. Now, before we do go, I just want to remind you that if you've been listening today and you've thought about how wonderful it is to be able to share your message and take that to the world and change the world one message at a time, but you're not really sure how to start a podcast, one of the things that I've put together, a free gift, is a mini training which identifies my pre and my post production workflow, including all of the tools I use. Some of them are free, so there's no cost and even some low cost tools for you to get started on that. And all you need to do is go to annemariecross.com/mini-training, annemariecross.com/mini-training, and you could get access to that as well if podcasting is something that you think you'd like to do this year. Before we do go, Dominique, may I say a word of prayer for you, just a blessing for you? Fantastic. This is something that I'm doing for all of my guests as well. So
I love it. Thank you.
So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to spend some time with Dominique, that she spoke life and truth into getting our information out there, recognizing the true gifts and talents that you've given us and giving us permission with your support and with your strength to get out there and share that message, because somewhere someone is wanting to hear that, needing to hear that, so that they can transform their lives. Father, we're reminded of just how powerful you are and what a good God you are. You are perfect. We know that we are not. And so how amazing that you have given us the ability to be able to bring everything that we need to you in prayer. We pray that you will continue to bless Dominique in the work that she is doing, really supporting her clients, other entrepreneurs, business owners, companies, in really sharing their message in a way that's unique and powerful for them, distinguishable. And we continue to pray that you'll bless her, continue to bless her and the work that she's doing with her clients as well. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
thank you so much. Amen.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.